BABIT represents is more than anything else standardization of thought. Mm-hmm. You know, his home, the way he speaks, all of them are according to a rule, but it is that standardization of thought. And in BABIT, you know, it's almost, it will soon be 100 years mm-hmm. since that book was written. The standard for success, like now, is money. And even the way he speaks, you know, the way we talk about job creators.
Right, job creators. But you take it further. So you look into our schools. You look at the emphasis on outcomes, on testing, on the Common Core. And you see something that is too much focused on utility, yeah. on jobs, on outcomes.
Yes, and in BABIT, his son Ted tells him, I don't know why we have to read this Shakespeare and Them. Mm-hmm. To read. And he said, read Shakespeare and Them because you have to pass. Mm-hmm. You know, that is his philosophy. And that is what I see in Common Core, is that it's a manifestation of an attitude.